Hello, everyone, and welcome to SearchOracle.com's Open World Podcast Series. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli, and joining me today is Jan Wagner, the president of the Oracle Applications User Group. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what PeopleSoft users can expect when they head to Oracle Open World in San Francisco. As part from his duties as president of the OAUG, Wagner serves as the branch chief for operations and internal review for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, also known as NATO. In his position with NATO, he oversees the management of the headquarters Oracle eBusiness Suite product, as well as financial planning and corporate governance. Today, Jan and I will talk a little bit about some of the latest news affecting PeopleSoft users, what PeopleSoft users can do to get ready for Oracle Open World, what PeopleSoft users can do to get ready for Oracle Fusion, and then we'll get his picks for the best PeopleSoft-related sessions to attend at Open World. Jan, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
You know, I'm curious, going into Open World next month, what topics and themes do you think will be on the minds of PeopleSoft CRM and PeopleSoft Enterprise users at the show?
I'm sure that they will have the same issues at all the people that are joining from the application side. What's new? Where are we going with where's Fusion going? What's new on Fusion middleware? And of course, for the PeopleSoft, what is new, what the new release is, learn more about if you haven't upgraded, how to upgrade and meet peers and people that use the product themselves.
There you go. You mentioned Fusion, and for those that don't know, this is Oracle's plan to combine the spoils of its many acquisitions onto a single platform. I know PeopleSoft users are interested to know, what should they do to get ready for the first Fusion apps if they're interested in upgrading?
Mark, I'll repeat again what I said to the last question, because I think what they need to do is doing what all Oracle application users, being Siebel, Business Suite, JD Edwards, they need to make sure that they attend the conferences, Open World, collaborate. They are active in user groups, of course, also, I have to say that, of course. But making sure that they follow the trends, they upgrade to the latest versions, and a couple of the issues, I'm sure, the application integrated architecture, Fusion middleware, they take advantage of what Fusion middleware, the middle tier between the technology and the application, that they take advantage of that. And then we have in OEG, we have a Fusion Council, where it's open for all people that want to learn more about Fusion. So I think there's a lot of being active in a user group is definitely one of the advantages if you want to make yourself ready for Fusion.
Tell me a little bit about your Fusion Council. Who sits on that council?
The Fusion Council is a couple of experts, the trend followers, the people that really are on the forefront. We have a Floyd Teeter and Bashir Khan, my executive vice president, and John Stolfer. Really people that knows what's going on, both on the technology side of the application, but also where the trends are. They are some of the grassroots, the front runners on this, and they are following, having calls I think every month, where they discuss what is latest, following the trend, making sure it's communicated to the OEG members that are interested if they are on the mail list.
Oracle had promised a long time ago that it would continue developing PeopleSoft applications well after the acquisition, and that it won't force users to upgrade to Fusion. Do you think they'll keep this promise?
I think that the Application Unlimited is here to stay. I think with the latest version, PeopleSoft to release 9, eBusiness Suite to release 12, I think they've invested in these special products that they will continue for many, many years. But I'm sure that there will be, when Fusion comes, they will try to convince people to upgrade or to go to the Fusion platform. It's like any other software. You just can't afford to stay behind. But if the PeopleSoft and the eBusiness Suite are still or other Oracle applications are still developed, then maybe you don't have the if you are a core PeopleSoft user. And you're happy with that. Why should you worry about getting the best from Siebel and eBusiness Suite if you're happy with what you're staying and it's still upgradable, it's still the latest technology, and you get all the benefits of the latest technology. But I'm sure that people will see the advantages of going to Oracle Fusion, if Oracle Fusion application. But I'm sure that they will keep the promise, because why have they announced, they both announced Application Unlimited, and the latest was the Application Integrated Architecture, which actually binds the different products, Siebel, PeopleSoft, Git, Edwards, together in an easier way. So I think that the different products are here to stay. And I also think that maybe Fusion will be a new product line. You have like a car company, different models, and Fusion is just the latest that brings the advantages of an SUV and a sports car and a Porsche together.
So you think that Oracle will definitely keep the promise then?
I think they will for a couple of years. In the near future, yes, they will.
Right.
I'm sure.
Some of the big news of the last couple of weeks was that the head of Oracle's Fusion Initiative, John Wookey, left Oracle, or he's leaving Oracle. I'm just wondering, do you expect Oracle's Fusion apps to be delivered as promised in 2008 in light of his departure?
I would be the first one to see. I'm not happy to see John Wookey going, because John Wookey has always been a good friend of Oracle Application User Group. But this is a restructuring of the company, and I'm sure that he will be missed, but he will be replaced by people that are as technical and foresighted as John was. So I'm sure with the names I've seen in the line, I'm sure that Fusion will still be on track.
Let's talk a little bit about PeopleSoft functionality. What do you think are some of the most interesting new pieces of functionality being added to PeopleSoft these days?
I think the usability, the user-friendly, better user-friendly product, I think that's an overall line for all the products again, and sure that release, PeopleSoft Enterprise Release 9, are also using the latest technology, able to take advantage of, as I said before, Fusion middleware. XML Publisher is an advantage. I'm sure that's what many of them are excited about, being able to do reporting in an easier way. I think that the functionality is the major advantage of the new releases is the technology, and also, of course, you have the ability to integrate with other Oracle products. If you are a Siebel CRM users, the Application Integrated Architecture makes it easier to work between the two different product lines.
Getting on to the big question, I asked you to come up with four or five PeopleSoft sessions that you think will be of interest to the open world crowd next month. Could you go down your list and tell me why you think they're important?
I'll start off not in any particular order, but I think the PeopleSoft application users should start off by attending the Sunday, where it's the user group day, where special interest groups are meeting. And I know that OED, we have about 55-6 meetings on Sunday, and three of them are actually named PeopleSoft, and there's a technology, there's an energy and utilities PeopleSoft stick. But the one I will put the most emphasis on mention is the OED PeopleSoft upgrade stick, which meets Sunday 4 to 5 p.m. I think that's very, we talked about all the advantages of this technology and being able to go be ready for Fusion. I think this is an excellent meeting to go in and join the upgrade stick in talking about how you're upgrading, what is the advantage, what is the pitfalls, what have people experienced that have upgraded, and getting the latest and greatest from the stick leaders. So that's the one I think is a must for PeopleSoft on Sunday. Then the next one I have is going into Monday, and Apps Unlimited, which we've also spoken about, Jesper Andersen is having a session, I believe, Monday afternoon, which is with customers. I believe Dell and a couple other Oracle customers are with him on that session. Jesper Andersen, being the Senior Vice President of Application Strategy, is always interesting to listen to. So I think that not only for PeopleSoft, but for all application users. And back to that, there's in the same room, I believe, actually, is the PeopleSoft Executive Update and Customer Discussion, where the product manager for PeopleSoft Enterprise, Joyce Wong, is with customers. Deutsche Bank is one of them, I think. That is a must if you're a PeopleSoft application user. And then finally, I go back to Jesper Andersen. He is having another testing, I believe, Wednesday. It's called Oracle Vision for Enterprise Applications. That's where you get the latest trends from the Senior Vice President of Application Strategy. Where are you going? How are you ready to? Where is Fusion? But these are the one I would have marked if I was a core PeopleSoft user. I would definitely. You will see me in at least two of those sessions anyway, because they look very interesting.
That's great. That's definitely no shortage of educational opportunities for people.
Absolutely not. I think this is and of course there's all this is just four or five sessions I mentioned. The if you're interested in Fusion, I just looked for PeopleSoft when I did my homework. But if you go in and look for Fusion Middleware, you will find a lot of interesting sessions. And make sure that you also, what all these conferences, there's a lot of good sessions, but it's also important that you network with your peers. And of course, also get the time to visit the user group stand on the Muscone West and make sure that you bypass where the stand where all the user groups are represented. If you're not a member, there's a chance to find out which user group is the best for you. And if you are a member, you can come up and have a chat with and see what's the latest and what advantages you might not be aware of you have as a member.
Jan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Mark. It was my pleasure.
And to all you listeners out there, if you're interested in learning more about Oracle Open World, you can always point your browsers to www.searchoracle.com/news and look for Open World in the search box. And for more information about the OAUG, you can always go to oaug.org. That's all for now, and we'll see you at Open World.